531.
PMN News at 9, Tala Falava, I'm Taura Kirongo. A Pacific organization working to address social issues in Pacifica communities is urging Pacifica to participate in the upcoming census. The last census was in 2018 and a record low of 65.1% of Aotearoa's Pacifica population took part. The Cause Collective is a social change agency based in South Auckland and their aim is to lift those stats. Social Impact Manager Tala Tuala says information shared on the survey is safe for Pacifica communities.
All published census data is always about groups and communities. It's never about the individuals. In fact, SASNZ have processes and safeguards in place that protect personal information and your identities. And SASNZ would never share your personal information with other organisations like Kāinga Ora or Immigration New Zealand, Work and Income, or even the police.
A Cook Islands historian says it's time for the nation to step up and become a full member of the British Commonwealth. Howard Henry is the former Cook Islands Director of External Relations and says this would be an easier first step United Nations membership and put the Cook Islands on the world stage.
One just needs to have a look at the Commonwealth, any of the websites and membership. Every country's there that's a member. Their flags are all there. Cook Islands is nowhere. We're not mentioned anywhere, so as far as the Commonwealth is concerned, we don't exist. And yet, the people of the Cook Islands have been British subjects of the British Empire and the Commonwealth for more than 120 years.
Henry says a formal request to join has never been done and could be actioned in time for the next Commonwealth Heads of Governments meeting in Samoa in 2024. An ancient order of Jerusalem that dates back to 1098 is looking to establish a chapter in Tonga. The order of Saint Lazarus came to the aid of Tonga after the volcanic eruption in January this year with a donation of $55,000. Lady Cassandra Vaya, who was invested a Dame of Grace in Wellington recently, will lead the order in Tonga. She says Tonga will benefit greatly from the generosity of the order.
It has been donated last year, a little bit over 13,000 worth of devices in assistance to the development of the order by some going into Her Majesty's charity. My investiture was the Dame of Grace, Interim Commandery of the Order of St. Lazarus to Tonga.
And the Niuean government has shifted its COVID-19 response from stamping out the virus to containing the spread. It follows the country's first COVID-19 community transmission since the virus was reported at the border in March this year. And finally, to sports and rugby news, the Super W draw has been confirmed for next year. In the historic first, defending champions the Fijian Drua will get the chance to play in front of a home crowd in Nandi in their opening round against the ACT Brumbies. There will also be a second round match held in Suva. Unlike the men's tournament, there is no combined Pacific team, so six Pacific women have been given a scholarship to play for Australian teams. There are two players from Tonga and four Samoan players that will represent the Brumbies, Melbourne Rebels and the Western Force. The tournament runs from March until early May. And that's News at 9. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.